Now I will praise these godly men, our ancestors, each in his own time. These were godly men whose virtues have not been forgotten. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our readings today are taken from the book of Sirach. And this is a great grace that we have to be able to read from the book of Sirach, because those who are Protestants, those who are Jews, reject this text. They don't carry it in their holy scriptures, and so they miss out on these teachings here. Your ears get to hear them. If you're like Letitia, your eyes get to see them. Or if you have your own little books there. Great readings, which talk to us about something that we should be struggling with in our own lives, because what is it talking about here? It's talking about ancestors. It's talking about old age. It's talking about what the life of those who love God with their whole heart, with their whole soul, with their whole mind. What's to become of all that wisdom, all that love, all that goodness? That's something that we grapple with, especially as we attain the hoary crown, which some of you beautifully have. We talked about that before, that beautiful white hair which God has given some of you. Others of us will get it later, God willing. But what our Lord is wanting to bring our minds to is the fact that these messages of God's love, of our own faithfulness, don't just end with us, but rather they're passed on to those who are to come before, or rather who are to come after. Aiolita, the good works which you have done within your life, the faithfulness which you have given to yourself, to God throughout the whole of your life, you know where that's being lived out and learned and loved and cherished? That nice young lady who's sitting next to you, and in her beautiful son. And it continues to be carried on in each one of us. We see that same sort of thing that's going on, but put your life in the very life of, next to the life of St. Anne. Especially St. Anne. St. Joachim is a cool guy too, but St. Anne is better. Okay? It's just the truth. St. Anne, what was going on with her was that she had lived a faithful life along with her husband Joachim, trying to love God the very best that they could. And they had no child, which is the worst possible fate for any person, especially in the Jewish culture. They said, if you don't have children, God must hate you. You must have done something to make yourself hateful in God's sight. And they hadn't. They'd loved God the best that they could, but not been granted this. And yet, what did God do through her? Gave her the only human being ever immaculately conceived up to that point in history. The Blessed Virgin Mary. Through her faithfulness and not doubting that God could do something, God worked a great miracle through her womb. And as it says here, blessed are your eyes because they can see, and your ears because they can hear what many prophets, what many righteous people, which many kings longed to see and did not see, longed to hear and did not hear. Jesus is talking about himself. Anna and Joachim got to know that God was going to be born of their child, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And here, each one of us, we're just as blessed as the Blessed Virgin Mary, just as blessed as the first apostles, because we see him today too, don't we? Here on this altar. To take to heart the fact that many kings longed to see that. They didn't, like King David, the great saint, like King Solomon, who wrote such great wisdom. Many prophets longed to know this Christ that we receive Eucharistically, but didn't. Like St. Samuel, the prophet. Like St. Elijah and Elisha. Many righteous people all throughout history were focused on this. Even our great father Abraham and Moses didn't. But you do. And here we are in our old age, and we have Mass celebrated in the very place that we live. What should that do within us? But build up within us a great thankfulness that even if whatever has gone on in our lives up to this point hasn't been perfect, at least in this moment, we get to spend time at least once every week with Jesus, and he comes to us. That's the thing of great grace. And our Lord asks us to be thankful for him in this Eucharist, in this moment, and to let him pass into us, just as many others wish that they could have experienced what you are today, even in a room that maybe isn't as dignified as the greatest basilicas in the world, to house our Lord. And yet God is still going to be here. As we prepare ourselves for this Eucharist, think of the faithfulness and the difficulties which St. Anne experienced. Think of the hardships which you yourself maybe are going through right now, and the fact that God thinks of you specially enough to come to you today. What a great grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.